Chan, Hare Krishna, and Kamadaji. We have just chanted Hare Happy. And keep chanting, and you will always be happy. He's happy with us. To know and then to practice Krishna consciousness, and then to propagate also Krishna consciousness. So this is good news and welcome development. It wasn't the case some 20, 30 years ago, or more to speak of 40 years ago. It's rare to see youths with Tilak and Kanti Mara, Dhotis and Kuntas. Otherwise, India was, and still is, Bira Juta Ra Japan Ka. Mani Patlun Umlista. And then, when I saw you downstairs, when I was of your age, early 20s, I also came to the devotees in Mumbai, and I was also chanting and dancing. I remember I those good old days when I was young, and also dancing. Now we see you dancing and chanting. So then I also remembered my patadon of mine. I was dancing with the Western devotees. They had cookies and kurtas, and I was Indian with a pant. And my bush shirt. Before you came on this planet, or before you appeared in this avatar, the present avatar. I was a college student that time. I was aspiring to be an engineer. In high school days, I was a student of, I was studying machine drawing and carpentry and fitting and all those the
academics.
The others were regular academic and so for four years I was on this side, engineering side. And in my village, when I would go, they were calling me engineer. Engineer has come. In the future, this is to be you, engineer. I didn't end up becoming engineer. And I wanted to be a doctor, I wanted to do this, I wanted to be a lawyer. And I continued with my chemistry and physics studies in Bombay. First I was in Sangli and then I'm in Bombay for higher studies. SY, DY, BSc. I did not know why I was had this desire to go to Bombay for higher studies. I was thinking I would become student of Bombay University. It's a big thing. Otherwise you become student of Shivaji University of Kolhapur. It's Bombay, big name, bigger name. So I had this thought. But later on I realized, once in Bombay, then the Hare Krishna devotees had come, or Prabhupada had come with Hare Krishna devotees. Your Prabhupada, he had been traveling in different parts of India. He also went to Madras. He started his tour in Punjab, at Nanak place, or is that from the headquarters? Amritsar.
Amritsar.
I think it was in Amritsar. And then Delhi, Indore, Surat, Allahabad, Gorakhpur, Varanasi, like that. And then he came to Bombay with his Western followers. And they would hold big Hare Krishna festivals. And most of the followers of Srila Prabhupada, they're American disciples, American, European, Australians, hardly anyone from India. That's how later on our Vrindavan temple became known as Andres Kamandi. Most of the devotees at that time were Angrezi or they were Western. Indians don't know the difference between Angrezi and German and Americans. In 71, the first festival was held, Hare Krishna festival, while I was doing my studies in Kirti College, if you know some of it. Of his father. And there was advertisement all over the town that Hare Krishnas are in town, or the sadhus are in town. American sadhus are in town. Or European sadhus are in town was the part of the publicity. It was a brand new idea for Indians, American sadhu. American scientists is okay, you know? Or European, whatever, computer expert. European American sadhu is safe. So whole Bombay was rushing to church gate. Near church gate there's a and on. What is the name? cross my thumb. There's one big festival. I was very much influenced and impressed by Lord Srila Prabhupada, and every day Prabhupada would be lecture and thousands of people in the audience. You saw a crowd on Janmashtami, this kind of Janmashtami festival? Big crowd?
Yeah,
but you were not proud. So like that, big crowd attending Prabhupada's lectures every evening, and I would go every day. And after lectures, the American, European disciples of Prabhupada would do ecstatic kirtan, ecstatic, with all their heart, with all their strength, they would sing and dance and play different instruments, would perspire, perspiration, would stage their inspiration and would dance on that. I've never seen anyone, especially youths in India, dancing. Only time youths used to dance was and the marriage party, when there's a marriage, and Indians dance. Otherwise, they don't dance in kirtan. So I saw Western American sadhus and European sadhus were chanting and dancing. And I found they were also very much learned. That question answer booth, anyone could come forward and ask questions and write their question and present the question, and they always had very smart answers, and they were quoting Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. They knew these verses, Sarvopadi vinirmuktam tat paratvena nirmalam rishikena rishikesha. So even on Bhakti Rukshati, they knew all the Sanskrit verses and Bhagavad Gita codes. And so we Indians, youths, we only knew Bhagavad Gita. One slope we knew, Sarvadharma, not Sarvadharma, Karpandaivadikaras. Mahapaleshukada. Do your duty. God says, do your duty. Just to justify what they are doing. Convince, yes, yes, God says, do your duty. Tanmannaivadikaras. Only sloka. Sometimes, you know, yada yada idharmashtra. And dharmashtra. But they were, these American European sadhus were very well versed in the shastras. Sanskrit mantras, and so their chanting and dancing wasn't just sentimental, but they were pretty much convinced. They had all the philosophical background. In those days, I had. I desire to serve the society, serve the country, serve humanity, all these thoughts I always had, but I did not know where to start, what to do, and I had no resources to serve the humanity. I had these thoughts, I wanted to sell it like this. I did not know where to begin. But in the lecture series, Prabhupada, several times he was stressing how by serving Krishna, when you serve Krishna, you are serving everybody in the universe. Because everybody is connected with the Lord. He was giving this example of, if you want to serve the entire tree, to water the tree, what do you do? How do you water the tree? Climb up with a lota of water, a sprinkler, and or spoon. Do you feed each leaf or each branch you pour water? Do you do that? If you find someone, oh, what a fool you are. It's not, you don't. This is not how the tree is watered or served or fertilized. What do you do? Go to the root of the tree. Tatha mula nisejanena. Move nisejan sinchan. At the root, then the trunk of the tree, branches of the tree, the leaves, the flowers, the fruit, everything gets nourished. So you grow past several times, you repeated this example. And then I walked away from those programs wound up, and I got this idea. I wanted to serve, but I did not know what to do, how to start. Then I realized, this was one thing that I realized. If I wanted to serve, even myself, you know, if you want to serve yourself, serve Krishna. If you want to serve your family, serve Krishna. Want to serve community, serve Krishna. Nations, serve Krishna. Humanity, serve Krishna. All the living entities, there are so many of them, go through Krishna. And I also managed to get some books. I did not have much money those days. This little pocket money, but I invested that money buying some of Srila Prabhupada's books, a small chapter. Those days there were chapters of Bhagavatam, now you get the whole volume. Lord in the Heart, and like that, there were titles. And I also managed to get some Back to Garden magazines published in, printed in Tokyo, very colorful printing, very glossy, very slick. And I also got mala for chanting. Now the Hare Krishna festival was finished, and I was, you were staying here with, I was staying with some of my other friends and people from my village, and I continued, kind of, they thought I was continuing my studies, but after that encounter with Srila Prabhupada and the Hare Krishna devotees, the chanting and their dancing and their questions and answers, and that was going through my head for a lot of time. And I had big, thick, fat chemistry books, and I used to keep the thin Hare Krishna books, Hare Krishna book inside my big chemistry book, and I would hold like this, because people from my village, they were watching me. They were asked to keep an eye on me, and because once before I had left college in the middle, left Willingdon College in Sangli, and then I had come to Wardha, traveled by train, and from Wardha station I had to walk to Sevagram. Vinoba Bhave was there on the planet in Ashram those days. So I used to study life of so many so-called whatever great people, big people. And Gandhi's life, his life. Vinoba Bhave. So Gandhi was no more. Vinoba Bhave was there. So I was thinking of joining him. He was doing lots of Buddha on Yogya and so many ways he was serving the society. But then between train station and Sevagram, some things happened. And I decided to go back. Back to Sangli, back to family. And I had money, only one way ticket. I had no money to go back. But I have watch with me. I sold my watch. They did not give me much money. Just to hear the train. So later on, after some time, I had told what had happened. Because my friends, they knew I had gone away, but they did not know where I had gone. And after returning, I gradually disclosed what I had done. And family came to know. And then from Sangli, I shifted myself to Bombay. The people from my village, they were informed of my previous running away, and he may run away again. Keep him away from ashrams and sadhus and shastras and like that. So they were watching me, reading chemistry books. Oh, how is Raghunath? Oh, he's good. He's good. He's studying. And especially I used to read back to Godhead. I used to analyze something else, not the analytical study of the chemistry and the solutions and those. That analysis was not in my head. I was in some other analysis, analytical study. So besides reading those books, I used to also, whenever there was no one in the room, I used to lock the door, bolt it from inside, and remember those Hare Krishnas on the stage, jumping up and down, dancing. And I used to imitate them by myself. And if someone knocked at the door, I would stop and let them come in and start my private session of chanting and dancing. So like that, I continued. And then the following year, 1972, there was another festival, Hare Krishna festival. First one was a church here. And then the next one was in Jugu, Hare Krishna land. They purchased that property. The next festival was Hare Krishna land. And for 1 year I did not know. The devotees, they had a property, rented property, sea face, on 7th floor. They were on the 7th floor there. You are on the 6th floor?
Yeah.
And of the seventh heaven. Akash Ganga was the name of the building, and they were on the seventh floor, Hare Krishna. Akash Ganga, seventh floor. But I did not know their address. They were there. And then Hare Krishna Land Festival, Hare Krishna Festival 72. Again, I got my life back. And those were also days of my exam. Those final exams for BSc. And I have written my papers. The theory, but no practicals I have done. But I had this mood of renouncing and giving up everything and just run to Krishna, run to Prabhupada, to the devotees. So, I know. I walk long distances myself, with sometimes books with me, and I would just throw my notebooks and never look at them again. Just this book. So during the walk, end of the walk, I was empty-handed. I had no nothing, no physics, no chemistry, books, or notebooks. Those were the days. Anyway, I attended that festival, and those days devotees were dancing and chanting. Dhotis and kurtas, and I was chanting and dancing with my parents and devotees, outfits, uniform. And sometimes I would go before the festival time. Festival was in the beginning, I was there in the afternoon. Sometimes the devotees would invite me, come take prasad, and I would sit down, take prasad with them. I would talk a little bit. I was not able to converse in English those days. I knew English, but I wrote my papers in English, so talking. Was not something I was managing. Broken Indian English conversation. So towards the end of that festival, this was a week festival, lasted for 1 week. And then I made up my mind, I wanted to join these Hare Krishna devotees. I wanted to be like that. And those days, as I mentioned in the beginning, I was the only college student in Bombay to come to Hare Krishna's or want to chant and dance. I was the only crazy youth. Now, scene is changing, as I mentioned right here, so many youths, so many in Bombay, Chowpatty or other places, thousands come on weekends for the Prerna Festival, all over, many other youths. National Youth Festival in Pune, we had some 5,000 youths. That was 5-6 years ago. And if we have our convention now, it'll be 15,000-20,000 could easily come join us. But in 72, I was kind of the only one. I don't have anyone else from college background to come forward. After the end of the Hare Krishna festival in Jihu, Mumbai, I decided to join, and I wrote an application, handwritten. But I thought the handwritten is the International Society, so you may not honor my handwritten application. So I went to Typing Institute and got it typed. Just impressed on this Western International Society. So I had written in the letter that I like their ecstatic kirtan. Those days I did not know the meaning of ecstatic. But I had their publicity material, and in invitation they had made, come join our ecstatic kirtan. So I was, yes, I like our ecstatic kirtan. They also had mentioned, come for sumptuous prasadam. Come and take sumptuous prasadam. I did not know what is sumptuous prasadam. Come join our dazzling RPGs. So I wrote it down. I like your ecstatic kirtans. I like your dazzling RPGs. I like your sumptuous prasad. And I agreed to follow four regulative principles. I mentioned that also was in the publicity material. They follow four regulative principles, the steps. I said, yeah, I agreed to follow no intoxication. No illicit sex, no gambling, no eating. And I went to Hare Krishna land and looked for the president, this Jugu president. And I thought it would be difficult to meet. I had no appointment or anything. But as I entered their ashram, I asked, inquired where the president was in. I could see him. Person I asked, and he said, I'm the president. So he inquired what I wanted. Said, I have application. I would like to join, I have application. So he said, give me. So I submitted my application to the president. I was thinking that they would have a board of directors meeting, whenever they have their agenda, and my case would be maybe favorably considered. I was praying. But that was not the case. The president read the letter right in front of me, and he immediately also declared, come here, Haribol, 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 we are new Bhakta, we are new Bhakta, want to join. Join us, all the devotees were very jubilant, all came running and Haribol, Haribol. And then, very soon, maybe after half an hour or so, he asked me to come behind the ashram. I turned there to find out the barber was waiting for me. Everything was happening kind of fatafat. So I was shaved out. And then I had to learn how to wear dhoti from them. I was Indian. My father always, dhoti was his clothing, and my brothers never touched the hand. I was the only one who wanted me to become a modern man. Modern. But he would come one day sitting on a bike, motorbike. Fart. So they were promoting me like that. Soon I had shaved up and tilak and dhoti and kurta. And that evening there was a preaching program in a school, and one of the sannyasi Brahmanan's brother, Gardamani Swami, name of Gardamani Swami. He took some devotees with him, he also took me along. And we had a program in the school, And so he was an American Swami, and children did not know English. So he was speaking in English, and he gave me mic also to translate his talk. So I had come in the afternoon with application, and president had accepted me. I was showed up, and 2 hours time I was in school with a microphone in my hand. And he was doing the talk, and I was translating. And so that's how. So I joined and became also Hare Krishna devotee. And this is making so many more things. Family came to know. They did not know, first of all, the villagers, they were looking for me, and this news reached that he has not, they have not seen me for quite a few days. My brother came running, and they were checking all my belongings, which I had left behind, and they found one flyer of Hare Krishna festival. And they got the clue, probably. He has gone there, to Jew, and they're asking for Raghunath. And they saw me, and they could not believe. I had no hand and no hair, fruitless, I didn't. Then I had to so you have to come back. Your mother will not survive if you don't return. Please come meet her. I went for a few days. The idea was to go for a few days, but then they kept me longer and longer, and trying to brainwash. You know what is brainwashing? And my father was begging, please wear pants. He was feeling ashamed that his son was now wearing dhoti. So, old style. And that's that was all trying to preach to me. We're also going to astrologer to find out. Jyotishi, they found out how long I was going to remain. People were remarking, he used to be such a good boy in the village. There was such a good boy. He used to be a good boy. Now he has, see what has happened, he has become man. My sister crying. My friends used to play cards and this and that, and I used to sit down and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So I was not getting much involved. So astrologer also said, you know, if wanted to find out how long I could remain like this crazy. So, astrologer said, not for very long. He wanted to get his dakshina, you know. Just appease the family. That's the fire. So, You may not very long, so 40 years have passed from the time of the prediction of the astrologer. I meant to talk something else, but so this is how I came to Krishna consciousness. First, I came as full-time devotee, full-time preacher. Not everyone will become full-time. Everyone must choose to become Krishna conscious for sure. Whether you're full-time or part-time, rest or voluntary, Krishna conscious, I must become. Principles of Krishna consciousness. So this is very essential. Now no one is teaching this. Parents have no time or full understanding of Krishna consciousness. In your schools and colleges, this doesn't fit into their syllabus. All stress is on the matter. And the soul is being forgotten, soul is being ignored, soul. As a result, lots of suffering because soul is neglected. All over the world, all over the planet, we have seen this. Traveling to so happy we shall be when we learn our ABC. So ABC is unearth his body, Bhagavad Gita teaching, this is ABC. Unless you learn this, just by becoming scientist, just by becoming doctor, just by being engineer, just by there's not the way. Just by becoming rich, you cannot be happy. Or just by becoming poor, you cannot be happy. Like here we aspire to become rich. And lots of Americans or Europeans, they want to become poor for a change. Too much rich, too much wealth, too much facilities. So they are just running away, going away, frustrated, and to wear this little clothing or not take much care. Kind of. Sometimes those days, Prabhupada days, they used to call them hippies. Frustrated and renouncing and denouncing the American lifestyle and American society. Duniya ne kya diya kya kya? Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna. Okay. That's not pura vakashit, huh? I'm misreading that. Oh, these people say that Hare Krishna wale, these people Hare Krishna love hell. मतलब तो धम्मानु धम्म चक्रपाल लेकिन हरे कृष्ण वाले तो अब जानते रहते हरे कृष्ण हरे राम तो है लेकिन धम्मानु धम्म नहीं गरीब का श्रीमान श्रीमान का गरीब बनना तो सुनना तो वही थोड़ी बात है थे और फ्रस्ट्रेटेड एंड आई वांट टू गिव अप माय लाइफ People are committing suicide. People are feeling lonely. Death is not the terminal point. This is not how you end your existence. Soul exists. You have more bodies. Please continue your association with. And Hare Krishna, devotees, Hare Krishna, preachers and teachers, get acquainted with the lifestyle, ancient lifestyle, the real lifestyle. Otherwise, we also, these days, these malls, they have one shop is for lifestyle or something, lifestyle. So that lifestyle would end with death style. They want to die in a style. Leading that kind of lifestyle, you will die in a style. You will die in a 5-star hospital in a style. You cannot escape the death. Or you die in Jogi Jogli or a 5-star Apollo hospital. So, be serious, continue towards your studies. And simultaneously study Gita, Bhagavatam, and chanting. We're chanting, we're all chanting, one step to chant, we're chanting. Here, we're all chanting. Keep chanting Hare Krishna. So this is a food for soul. Chanting is a food or a drink for the soul. And this will be more simplified and don't complicate your life. Keep it simple. High thinking. Your Krishna consciousness is that high thinking. Think high. High thinking is thinking like God. Not that we become God. God's thoughts are there. Bhagavad Gita, thoughts of God. So thinking of those thoughts, contemplating. Digesting. This is high thinking. So, simple living, high thinking. This is the motto of our Vedas and Puranas are giving this vision. And this is then is a bright future. So, country is being misled. Country is into invitation of the West. Srila Prabhupada was fighting, preaching strongly against this. Mahatma Gandhi also did to some extent. Okay, we'll stop here. We have another good visit of Mahatma. Next. Any comments or questions?
What to do? But my present allow me to do. And I know what is not good, what is not good. Or good for the mindset.
Shyam Pramatthani Dhanam Parshanati Na Parshati Parshanati Na Parshati. You are seeing and at the same time you don't see. In Marathi they say Paltaipan. So the answer by Sukadev Goswami is Isham Pramatthani Dhanam or attachment. Or attachment to whatever lifestyle or different philosophy of life. We are around for a long time, not only 20 years or 60 years, but so many lifetimes are as part of our big history, and we are attached to this, attached to that. Asha, Asha, Shatayi, Baddayi, Krishna says. So we may be forgetting details of different circumstances, but what remains with us, the impressions of that activity in the form of vasana or the desire or the attachment. So we may be hearing the truth, what is good for us, and we want to do it, but because of our previous training and previous association, influences, and attachment as a result of all that. We do not end up doing what is good for us, and we still continue our previous hankering and previous. Arjuna also asked this question in Bhagavad Gita. What is, I know this is sinful, I should not be doing, but I end up doing it. So what is, so Krishna, you should read in the third chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, Kama Isha, Krodha Isha, Rajoguna Samantara. So cause is, in one, two words, Lord says, cause of you not, you know what is right, what you should do, what you shouldn't do. You have the list. Theory is okay, theoretically, you are managing, but you are not able to practice because of lot of lust, intense desire become intense, and lust, calm, and then from calm comes growth. All these enemies are there, so they don't allow you to perform the right kind of activity or Krishna wants activity. And then Krishna describes self to become free from calm, free from lust, the whole process. So, right association, you can learn from others, others' example. How he is able to manage, why not me? You can ask that devotee how he is able to manage practicing. Not only he knows, he also practices. You know, but you don't practice, not able to practice. So, you can consult. Get some advice, some practical, maybe things could be found out, things could be done differently. In the beginning, there were some baby steps, and then walking, and then running marathon, like that. Don't give up. And as you hear more and more, and are exposed to Hare Krishna devotees or sadhus, genuine sadhus, you will be influenced by that also. And previous influences will be minimized, and you will be under a new, a fresh, which is truth influence. And things will change for better. So don't give up. Not till the goal is reached. Don't stop not till the goal is reached. So in association of other persons who are practicing, it's easier to practice also. If you were to do by yourself, it's difficult. But in association, easier. Okay, so then we have to stop around here, or any other quick inquiry? We have also a few.